Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. I'm Brian Rupp from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community, downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. All right, we are on and we are diving right in today with kind of a live coaching one. And Matt's going to talk about how much money he's losing.
Losing.
Well, or I think, you know, we'll frame it as adapting to like the circumstances that come to you. And sometimes client turnover happens, things change, and you're going through that right now, and we all go through it. If you haven't gone through it as a business, you're probably not doing something right. It's just part of business and adapting and bouncing back from it. So tell us about it.
Yeah, like in actuality, I have lost $6,400 a month in 72 business hours from Friday to end of day Tuesday.
Wow.
And my wife keeps asking me, she's like, are you okay? I'm like, actually, yeah. Not that I don't have any problem with it, but I don't. And maybe a lot to unpack there, but it's interesting. Like, I think I should be way more, I don't know what the word is, concerned. Should I be scared?
I don't think so. I think, and this is a great conversation to have, and we've done a lot of coaching work together, and it reminds me of another client last week who told me a story about how they thought they should be panicking about something, and then they were like, oh, we haven't gone through the process Brian taught us to, like, find out if we should really be worried or not. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that helps get you through and keeps you calm. And I think there's this limiting belief or this suggestion that you should be panicking and pulling the fire alarm. But really, it's digging into what does that mean. And at the end of the day, the solutions are things you should be doing anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't change anything. So panicking, feeling really bad or stressed about it, doesn't help you in the long run.
Yeah, and I think I'm experienced enough now and patient enough now, and kind of always have been, trust the process and be patient, to recognize that it's not all the business. It's not three quarters of the business. It's not even half the business. I don't know what the percentage is. It's less than a quarter. It's more than 10, but less than a quarter. So it sucks, of course.
Yeah, oh, it always sucks.
But I don't know. I think I've always done a pretty good job kind of compartmentalizing these things. Not making excuses, but always immediately look on the bright side. Sounds really lame, but like, that's what I've done in this case. But back to my first thought, sorry, which is, it's not all the money. Like, Matty G Digital is not now at $0 a month.
Yeah, it didn't go to nothing.
Right? Yeah, it didn't go to nothing. So there's that. And I am always really sympathetic now to new contractors, freelancers, businesses in general, who start and you get a client and you're like, man, this is the greatest thing in the world. Then you get another client, like, man, this is the greatest thing in the world. Then you lose a client. You're like, wow, this is a nightmare, and I need to shut down my business.
Yeah.
And there's, like, that push and pull for the first months, years, maybe, I don't know. I was pretty fortunate to, within the first year, especially, like, you lose a client, it's fine type of thing. So I'm sympathetic to those people. Whenever I start working with a new contractor and we bring on a project, and they might have one or two things, and then I take one from them because maybe that account left. You feel bad. Like, that's 50% of their business. It's 100% of their business, 75%. Like, that's scary. But I think I'm very fortunate now that I can lose $6,400 in 72 hours, and it's a blip.
Yeah, it's a blip. It's not something that you have to panic over. Mm-hmm. It does suck. And I think acknowledging that we all want the stable business with consistent income coming in. But, you know, I think of, you know, I'm preparing to teach microeconomics again in the summer, so everything goes back to economics. And there's no economic profit in the long run. So things change, they go through cycles. You're in marketing, businesses change, they go out of business, they change what they want to do. They may, you know, it's sometimes your fault, sometimes not your fault, but whatever that is, that just happens. Mm-hmm. And the way you structure as your business, you don't have big long-term contracts where you've locked people down. So it's kind of part of the business. So you have to learn how to not panic mm-hmm. when it happens. And yes, it sucks, but it's also then an opportunity to find out why, mm-hmm. what could have been done different. And oftentimes it's nothing could have been done different. And there's all sorts of factors in play. And you have to learn that as a business. And I think freelancers or people who are really scraping by, it's like you want the security of this guaranteed amount of money every month. Mm-hmm. But the reality of any business is like you always have to be growing, selling, looking for new clients, bringing new clients in, because even your most stable of client could just decide, oh, we don't want to run this business anymore, and be gone.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the biggest reason why I'm okay with this loss, or this blip, let's call it, because I will be critical, and I'll give you reasons why I know we lost it. I want to say I can't count on one hand, I have to say, how many times we've lost work because our work sucked. Like, I can't really think of a case like that. We lost these, it was three projects, actually. First one, and it's funny, because now I'm going to sound like I just know everything, but I knew all of them were legal. It just was a matter of when. The thing that sucked the most was like, man, it could have been great if this wasn't over the course of 72 hours. And the one left a couple months ago when I was expecting it. And then the next one left like maybe this month or next and spread it out a little bit.
I'm fascinated because I know even in your business, sometimes these things happen in like, it's like unpredictable seasons. It's mm-hmm. like, why did this happen in this a few day span? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of happened before, or you'll get a bunch in a few day span. Mm. And that's the whole other like conversation for like the kind of unpredictable seasonality that just happens. But
I wonder if it's because of the invoicing cycle also. All three of them were billed on the 15th. And then that is the trigger for, yes, we're going to keep working.
Yeah.
And that's when I got those calls. So they're like, well, I don't want to pay this next invoice. We need to nip this in the bud right now.
Yeah. Which is fair. That's also, I love, like, you have a very clear, I've heard you say it over and over, that's part of your process and part of your relationship, which is you paying your invoice indicates that we're keeping working together versus the never-never plan of, like, you're locked in forever type of thing. So in a way, you have to expect that bit of turnover, and it creates a good customer experience. It sucks for you, but it's also clear how to cancel.
Yeah, I'm always very laser focused on like brand reputation in these situations especially. So two of them, well, all of them basically asked, like, okay, just let us know how much we owe you going forward. And I was like, you don't owe me anything, actually. It would have been a great opportunity for me to be, like, really mischievous. And they're like, well, you got to pay this last invoice. So immediately, I'm like, I'm not trying to take more money. I want everyone to be happy. One of which was, like, really surprised by, oh, I get to keep this, and I get to, like, maintain this, and you're not going to take any of this stuff out? It's like, yeah. They're asking about the keywords on the website.
Oh, okay.
Like the SEO stuff that we did. And I was like, no, I'm going to give you access to your website. You're going to be billed directly for the website on your credit card that's already on there. Or it renews on this date. And the person was like, well, what about the keywords? I'm like, those are sticking with the website. I'm not taking anything down. Like, I know we'd actually talked the last couple months about updating some photos that I have, and we were supposed to talk, and like, we'll get those changed for you, and like, we're done. You don't owe me anything else. So to me, that's my always, not my, I don't immediately, yeah, I do think I, my immediate goal at that point is like really clean, nice breakups.
Because the door is always open. You've had people who have left and come back. And,
yes.
You know, like leave and come back for whatever
yep.
reason. And sometimes that makes sense. I personally don't think turning it off and on is the best. But I also get why people might scale it, or in different seasons they're doing more activities. So just having that story of like, oh, I fired Matt and it was easy and we'll go back, or we didn't lose anything. We're mm-hmm. not continuing to gain,
yeah.
but you're not losing it. And I think there's a lot of, there are marketing companies, they lock down everything.
Yes.
And I just think that is so unfair because people are paying for it and then it's hard to get out. And then you have to go somewhere else and start from scratch. Whereas they might just be like, hey, we don't want to improve this anymore, but they don't have to redo it all.
Yeah, a lot of agencies own the website, and one of, if not the biggest Google ad management company in Ontario, at least, they own your Google Ads account. So they do all that work. They run those ads. You think, okay, now I want that historical data. I'm going to continue it on myself or with somebody else, and I've already paid for this. Like, Ironclad will not let you into that account ever again. They will burn it down.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, like, just to kind of figure out, like, there are more learnings now even that I'm thinking about this, like conversationally. So of the three losses that I had, one of which was the account that I've worked with from day one. So that was like personally upsetting, but I had heard months ago, they told me that the doctor had very like severe, serious cancer. So they didn't know what was going to happen. And he's still alive. He's still around. He's going through treatment, but they very quickly pivoted to sell the business, and that's going to be happening in the next 45 days. They're kind of selling the business with like a note about like their marketing systems.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to be part of that sale. It's going to be up to them to carry me on, but she doesn't want to introduce me until like the sale's done.
Yeah,
like, well, this is our marketing system. It's this guy, and then I'm frankly going to hopefully have that conversation and be like, you are probably insane if you don't retain me.
Yeah.
I've been working with this business for 5 years. We've been successful. Just ask them. We've created a marketing machine and leads for them. You are new at this. You should continue yeah. doing this. Unfortunately, he's going to have to pay my new price from
yeah.
updated price of now versus 5 years ago. So was there learnings there? Not really. Truly, yeah, I think
that's a one where it's just you have no control
yeah.
over that. And that happens. I've been in lots of businesses where people just phone and have made a life decision
yeah.
like that, or it's made for them, and you just, nothing you can do about it. That's part of business.
Yeah. Second one, started working with them probably 6 months ago, maybe not as much. Never had full control of everything. Never got the ability to redo the website for certain purposes and reasons. And the biggest learning with that one is to stick to my guns of, this will not work unless I have access to all of your marketing tools.
Yeah.
And I can send whatever traffic that I want to the website, and that's, it doesn't matter if I'm not happy myself with the website and the store. That's the biggest learning from that one. That breakup was good, though. Also, I knew that one was coming. I thought it was going to be a couple months ago, that one. Not that we were waiting it out, but we kept doing good work. Every time I hopped on a call, like, this is gonna be it. Finally came down. They were complimentary. They said I did good work. They maybe accepted blame. I don't know if this was just to be nice, but like they're trying to figure some things out internally. They don't know what direction they're going.
I think that's a big thing to talk about, because we were talking about, we always talk about why people don't do marketing or they make what seem like irrational choices. And a lot does come down to, as the business owner, you need to trust and know what your vision is to like hire marketing. So if you're internally not exactly sure what to do, then it is hard to be paying every month for maybe a best guess or something that kind of works. But if there's an internal fight about wanting to even do different directions, then it's hard. So it's not your fault, and there's like nothing you can do to overcome it. You can't guess what they want.
Yeah.
And you know, you could be working with them, but if they're not engaging in that, then it's hard. So it's not a poor quality, it's not the wrong results.
Yeah.
It's based on that internal, they might not know what they want out of it.
Yeah, and the more I think about it too, I'm feeling happier about it in a way. Thinking about, no, we never had access to the website. We had to update some stuff for SEO purposes. I didn't have access to the website. I asked every month for months to introduce me to the person that was updating. Yeah. Like, I never got that access. So yes, of course, they were paying for stuff where they weren't seeing any value, because like I literally couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So that kind of got stuck there. We disagreed on methodologies and some processes with stuff. So I do think their stubbornness, the marketing with one of the players, is going to be a problem for
it
them.
It will hurt them as a, I don't know much about them specifically, but as a, you know, coach who's watched this, I think stubbornness and resistance to certain things costs you a huge amount of money to a lot of businesses.
The last one, this just happened yesterday. I haven't told you about this one. Also was expecting it. Very hot and cold. Some days you're their best friend. Other days you never hear from them. And there was like, not friction, but just the disbelief of like findings and stuff that I was showing. My numbers were strong. Happy with them. Very happy with the work. This person, I don't think, would ever believe numbers and its old school gut feel. What are they hearing?
Yeah.
So my numbers would show one thing. They would say, well, we're not getting any calls from this. It's all repeat. It's all referral. But then at the same time in the meeting, they're like, we're just not busy enough. And then they were like, well, we're going to go on vacation this week, but we had to cancel it because we have so many of these jobs that we have to complete. So I was like, okay. Anyways.
Yeah, I know exactly who it is.
And it was a shame because it was good work. I think that I still, there were things that I let go to strategically that I would have liked to had a bit more control over, and not forceful because it was their decision with how they did things with the business. But it still was like, this would have been stronger if we, frankly, listened to the original strategy. And yeah, there's just always a bit of a conflict of like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm showing this and they're saying other stuff, and we're showing calls, like all these calls every month, and I get, well, it's all, they're all spam calls. I was like, you can see how long you talk to some of these people. They can't all have been spam.
Yeah.
Right? So those are one of those ones you just bump up against a wall.
And they're frustrating when you're, and this is, I think, a common thing in business where you have a bit of like recency bias or you're not tracking. And we used to see this when I worked at the bank all the time. You know, everyone's like, oh, we're just getting calls that are, you know, spam calls, or it's all this. And it's not that when you actually track it. And that could be, you know, the nature of the business. It could be how they want to grow, what they need. Sometimes you do a lot of value in a short-ish period of time, and some people don't need to go beyond that if they're not actually serious about growing their business. So, yeah, that's interesting.
But like my mindset always, I don't know if I've already said this, but I have always been this way and I still am this way even within the last 72 hours. This just opens up my ability and brains to the people that are happy working with me and want to work with me. And I can do better work for those people now because I have more space
capacity. And you can find more clients. I think we just had a podcast or we've had conversations about, if I have too many more clients, now I have a problem of how to structure my schedule.
That's so funny, yeah, because now
that that's not there anymore. We also have been like, you have in your mind a type of client you want to work for mm-hmm. for a certain amount that eclipses what you've lost. So now you have to just go out and find that client. And now you're working, the time of one for the price of what you lost. Like, it opens up opportunities. And I think it's important to clarify for new listeners or people who may not know, Matt works as a, fractional marketing person. You hire him on a retainer that's between, say $3,000 and $10,000 a month. In that, you get a process of planning some goals, creating strategies. That typically involves, redoing a website and then a bunch of different tactics, SEO, email marketing. The size of the retainer really depends on the results you need and those amount of activities. And it's following a plan and a structure. And you are, as you confessed in the Business Advocate, a boring marketer, which is regular, planned, consistent marketing activities that most businesses frankly don't do, but the ones who are successful long term, usually it's because of regular, consistent marketing activities. So the value you provide is not in question. It's not always going to be a fit for everyone. There will be people who they want to do it, but then they panic 6 months in and just stop it, or they resist you on certain things and then wonder why it doesn't work.
It's funny, the ones that I've been the most successful with, that have been around for a long time and just have a great relationship with, and I don't know if this is a problem, but like, no resistance.
Yeah.
Ever. They just buy in.
Yeah.
And we talk and we communicate, but they just let me do my thing. And those have been the most successful. And like, I sound like every crazy client that you probably get, where like, I just want those clients. And that's why I was okay with losing those ones the last couple of days.
And what's really
except
cool,
for the one, frankly, of the one.
But. Yeah, you're also years into your business where you've done your own consistent regular marketing, where now you can start focusing some activities a bit more, or like looking for specific types of businesses bit more. Because a lot of people, they want to jump, 5 years in, where they're like, well, I just want these types of clients. And there's like a little list. And it's like, you're never just going to automatically get that from the start. Like, you have to go through the journey, and then you have to make those decisions along the way of, why did this work? Why didn't it work? And then have the courage where it's like, for example, if you know someone's not going to listen to you or follow the strategy, you just don't take them on as a client, because you end up knowing, well, they're just going to stick around for a few months and then they'll get frustrated and leave. And my talents could be used for someone who gets it and wants to use it. And I think that's a competitive advantage, people who listen and follow.
Like, do you think that that's not too cocky and I'm just being ridiculous, though?
I will make fun of you with some of the cockiness within it. I think there's a confidence. I think it's not guaranteed. But the discipline to stick to something is important. This reminds me, I'll fit it in. Yesterday, I did a brand script boot camp as part of being a certified story brand guide. So Dr. J.J. Peterson, who's part of Key and Story Brand, he actually wrote his dissertation on proving that story brand works. And we were in this brand script boot camp, and a guide had brought like a marketing thing for like a very niche life sciences business. And he delivered a masterclass on like how you dissected and used StoryBrand for something that it's like medical engineer people would only get. what was neat was it prompted me to look up his dissertation, because usually you have to pay money to like read people's dissertations, and I'd never actually read it, so I started reading like his academic research paper that's like 100-and-some pages on why it works. And one of the key things of why it works is most people won't stick to following something. They won't have the discipline to create a messaging strategy and actually consistently follow it.
Yeah.
Or you create, you know, part messaging strategy, part SEO strategy, and then actually follow it over time. And that alone is a huge part of the success. So, yeah, you might not have every detail perfect, but you can be really confident in that. Mm-hmm. And know that most businesses won't do that. They don't, you know, they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, to me, it's one of those things I get fired up about, because when you see, you know, if you have a team and you're trying to grow a business, if you're not doing consistent marketing activities, then, like, what are you even here for?
Yeah, yeah. All right, that makes me feel a little bit better. Because there's another email in my inbox from an account that I also took, knowing this was going to be a problem. And they're already a problem, not even a week into it. And Southern Sarah was like, here's the situation. And I'm like, this is not my answer right now. I'm just going to vent to you. But, like, I don't want this account. I don't want to deal with this. I knew this was going to be a problem. I explained to him what the scope of work was going to be. I told him what the price was going to be. I told him what he wasn't going to get. And now he doesn't understand.
Like, yeah.
I don't have time for this. Apparently I do, because I've lost a bunch of accounts.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I don't care about this. I need to find someone that's going to listen to me and move on.
Yeah.
So, and then honestly, the flip side, maybe to put a quick positive spin on, I don't know if we're wrapping this up or not, but in general, in the last 12 hours, I've gotten out 2 quotes, double what I've lost. I'm going to get one of them. And handshake deal for a new program that we're going to run out of Thrive.
Yeah.
So, like, things are always good.
Yeah,
the funnel is good.
The funnel is good. Yeah. And what I like about why I was like, this will be a great episode, is it's managing that. Mm-hmm. Like, it happens. You have to expect it. You know, if you just panicked and shut down, all those other things you wouldn't have had the energy for.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, I heard a great quote today, which is, like, you can't innovate unless you're optimistic about the future. Right. So, you know, you have to put the tools and methods in your mind work in place to stay on the optimistic side. Because if you feel like, oh, I just got beat up, and you panic about it, then you're not going to show up in the right energy to seize the next opportunity that comes. So I think it's a great, you know, authentic, vulnerable conversation to have. That's just real life, and these are the real life things that everyone goes through.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting thing to throw out to you. Because, yeah, we were supposed to talk to our HVAC friends today. Still working with them. Everyone can relax. someone in that family just had a baby, so we canceled that. And literally, as I was like brushing my teeth this morning, I'm like, I want to introduce the topic because I want to see Brian be like, really? Like, yeah. Let's talk about this. But, yeah, I thought it would be interesting, like to have, we try to have real conversations. Let's have a real conversation.
Yeah, so. I love it. Awesome. And that's our show. Matt, what do you want the people to know, and where can they find you?
I want them to go to mattygdigital.com and book a call.
Awesome. And I want them to go to profitcoach.ca and book a call with me. If you'd like to be on the podcast, please reach out to us, and we can make that happen at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.